It's Triple M Southwest this morning, and on the line with me is, well, it depends what vintage you're from, actually, with this guy, I reckon, where you might know him from. Chris White, you might know him from back in the day of the tension days, otherwise you might know him from Australia's Ninja Warrior. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. Thanks for that intro.
I mean, tension, yeah. Like 90s iconic classics. Does that feel like a million years ago for you?
It does, yeah. And at the time, I was living down south in Margaret River, so we're kind of frequenting the Bunbury region quite a lot. And yeah, there's probably a few people that like us from around there, and probably a few people that definitely dislike me.
I definitely have to say, my brother used to watch the tension videos, and like because he's my older brother, I used to just have to watch whatever he was watching. So I just couldn't ever understand that mentality of what you guys did.
Yeah. I'm just waiting to rock up to like a party and someone's like, oh, you ran nude through my wedding. Oh, sorry about that.
Whoops. Is there anything that you look back on and you're like, we really shouldn't have done that?
Oh, all of it, pretty much. It was different times, I think, back then. But at the end of the day, it was all done in sort of fun and love, and We weren't mean-spirited. We were just like kids enjoying ourselves and trying to let the world know that that's all right.
And you definitely sort of like gave the boost to the medical industry in the 90s. My brother used to spend his afternoons with all of his mates climbing to the highest trees they could find and just falling out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And obviously you've grown up a whole pile because now you're doing ridiculous things on Ninja Warrior on Channel 9 on Sunday night. We get to see your run. What are we in for?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I'm 40 now and I've got kids. So, yeah, definitely a different life from back then. But, I trained a lot for it. So I sort of kept fit from my bodyboarding days through jiu-jitsu. And then when I found out I was going to be on the show, I kind of, yeah, took it next level, got really fit. So training sort of every day and being 40, getting sore every day. So I was doing sort of ice baths and sauna and spa and just doing everything I could to get in shape. So come Sunday, yeah, I wanted to make sure I gave it the best sort of crack I could.
And Little Bird told me that someone's going to be Skyping in to watch your run alongside it on Sunday. I don't want to give anything away, but I feel like the surfers of the Southwest and surfing fans are really going to enjoy it specifically, let's be honest.
Yeah, could blow a few people away. I was actually, as I was standing there waiting for the run to start, I looked up and it was already a surreal moment. And then to have this guy sort of cheering me on, I was like, this can't get any weirder.
Yeah, I don't know how much we're allowed to say about it. So it's definitely going to be very cool. Let's put it that way. I wanted to ask you about your ninja nickname, Wong Ninja. How did that happen?
Well, years ago, a Japanese bodyboard magazine printed a photo of me and they misspelled my last name. So instead of Chris White, it read Chris Wong. And then, you know how mates are, they just never let it go. So everyone just started calling me Wongy.
So the
name fully stuck, yeah.
Oh, well, I introduced you wrong at the start. We've got Wongy on the line with us on Triple M Southwest. And, you know, you were very renowned for your bodyboarding prowess. Have you got a favourite break in the Southwest or is that highly confidential?
No, I like the box down there in Margs. That was kind of the way we grew up sort of idolising guys like Ryan Hardy out there and Gene Hardy, his brother. So that's the spot that's always, I don't know, gets me excited, I guess, just because it was the yardstick of your ability. Like, you had to be pretty good to kind of surf out there. So it was a spot that we all, like, loved surfing and wanted to get better at surfing to be like Ryan.
Well, Wongy, it's all going down on the show. We wish you the best of luck. 7 o'clock, Channel 9 on Sunday. And the tower, the course this year, it's all really intense. But, you know, you've got your tension games. We know you're a hardy bloke. So I hope you do really well and hopefully see you continuing through the show.
Yep, thanks very much. Yeah, hopefully I can do WA proud. What a-